Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go outdoors on the weekends with Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been?
Been great. It was a good day in the duck blind this morning, Steve. I'm wiping my eyes right now because I try to cut up some very powerful onions to put on my walleye tonight, and I'm crying all over the place, so bear with me.
I thought it was because you had to talk to me.
Oh, no, not a chance. It was really a good morning. It was a beautiful ducky morning, a little foggy. I know a lot of the people in the southern part of the state ran into some serious fog, but it was a really nice, very mild morning and did well on the wood ducks, and that was about the only species that we ran into this morning, and we did fine on the wood ducks, but not much for mallards or teal, and the shooting in the distance, I think, was kind of average, maybe a little below average, but people were out and about, and there were three, four groups in pretty much the same area we were. Everybody was spread out, plenty of room, and so that's, better than I thought it would be, but not as good as it was back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, but we take what we can get.
Yeah, and do you expect some of those other birds to move in later? I mean, typically it's that first big cold front, that first big push of cold air, right?
Well, back in the day, you know, we got very excited by northwest winds and cold fronts because that always meant a push of birds. But nowadays, in modern times, that's not necessarily so. Last year, they, overflew the state almost in a day or two. The whole kit and caboodle headed south. So we didn't really have a, series of, ducks moving in at different times. It was really a weird year. But it's hard to say. I like to see more local mallards and more local teal on a day like today. And if they're not there, they're not there. And then you have to wait for the migrant birds to come down. So, we'll have to see. It's just, it's a crapshoot with this duck hunting in Minnesota. You just don't know from day to day, week to week, what's going to happen. You just try to get as many opportunities as you can and put as much time in the water as you can to try to make something happen.
Yeah, I put up the welcome sign out in the river. I want those wood ducks to come in and get after those acorns in my backyard. I rely on them every year to clean up the bumper crop of acorns, so I'm waiting along the river for the wood ducks to come through.
Well, I tell you, the acorns have had a banner year, and the area that I've been bow hunting for deer has got, there's so many acorns that I'm competing with the acorns because they just get on those things and roll them around in their mouth and spit out the husk, and it's just hilarious to watch them eat acorns, but they've got plenty of opportunities for food. The corn is standing, and I was out three times this week and still haven't pulled my bow back yet. I'm just not seeing them. Corn is still up. The beans are up. There's acorns everywhere, natural food for them. So it's sort of your typical September where, you just got to wait it out till you get into the pre-rut in October. Although the fishing has picked up a little bit, we've talked about it for 5-6 weeks, how slow it's been, and that's just kind of starting now. And my shallow water walleye bite is over. Now I'm finding them in 25, 28 feet of water. So they're definitely changing and making some sort of transition here with the water cooling. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And the beauty of October coming up is the fishing's good, the hunting's good, everything just peaks in October. So that's the month you need to take about 4 weeks off, Steve.
Yeah, and you've been busy trying to get a deer in the woods. You talked about the duck hunt. What have you been hearing about the fall bite?
Not a lot. Everybody now switches to duck hunting pretty much, and in a lot of the lakes that I fish, there's been very little activity, and I think a lot of the cabin people just, hung it up on Labor Day weekend, and not a whole lot of activity. And I'm usually in the morning the only trailer at the landing, and again, that's sort of typical for September. But once the fall bite gets going and the locals and the tourists kind of, find out about it, then they'll start, you know, hitting the boat ramps, and you'll start seeing action when that kicks in, which is usually middle of October, beginning of October, depending on temperatures. Water temperatures are still really warm, Steve. They're 68, 69 still, and we got to get down below 60, and then things really start happening. And the 40s and 50s is really when the best action is. So it's all about Mother Nature, you know, how this is going to shake out. If we start getting a lot of cold, that's going to be good. If it stays warm, it's going to delay things. So, you know, if you like cold, bring it on.
Yeah. Quiet week, though, in these parts. Looks like it'll be quiet around much of the region this coming week. Dry, relatively cool, with warming temps a little bit later in the week. Here in the cities, we'll see highs around 70 by Thursday and Friday. But like I say, no real hot stuff, and for that matter, no real cold snaps. A very quiet week weather-wise. All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Where are you going to be in the coming week?
I'm going to be going at it all different ways this week, Steve. Ducks, walleyes, and chasing deer. I do want to do one quick shout-out. I saw some duck boats this morning that were very overloaded, like three guys, decoys, dogs, and 14-foot boats. And people need to be aware there's a big wind coming in tomorrow afternoon, over 30 miles an hour. And those duck hunters out there in those overloaded boats really need to pay attention, because that can be a very serious situation when you're in a boat that's got too much weight in it, which you see a lot out there on the duck sloughs.
All right. Yeah, good advice indeed, Steve. Take care. We'll visit with you in a week.
Sounds good, Steve. Have a great rest of the weekend.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He's done it for years. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.